WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your morning flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
I'm Eric Scott. The impact of Hurricane Dorian bears watching. Tropical storm watch is related to the storm. As far north as Virginia this morning, though New Jersey isn't expected to experience the storm's biggest impacts, Governor Murphy says the state is still keeping a close eye.
Some of the models have it touching New Jersey sort of Friday, Saturday. In particular, Cape May and Atlantic counties look like the two that would be the most exposed.
First responders from New Jersey's Elite Task Force 1 have been redirected to South Carolina, where mandatory evacuations now for the barrier islands are in effect. The devastation of the Bahamas, immeasurable this morning. Many areas still inaccessible and underwater. Entire swaths of the island leveled. At least seven are dead. The New Jersey man accused of possessing homemade explosive devices found in South Plainfield, where the local Labor Day parade was canceled because of security concerns, may face more charges today.
Some reports describe the devices made by the suspect, Thomas Kaiser, as nothing more than fireworks. But Monmouth County Prosecutor Chris Gormiccioni says that is not really an accurate description of what was found.
We would allege that they're very rudimentary explosive devices that had fuses as well as gunpowder in and around it.
When the prosecutor was asked what Kaiser might have been planning, he declined to speculate.
That's as far as I can go, David, because I want to make sure we give this guy his fair day in court when the time comes.
David Matthau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Saying the N-word under your breath, not enough to get you fired. At least that's what a state arbitrator has said regarding a middle school teacher who will keep his job. And Patrick Lavery joins us live with the details. Patrick?
Eric, last school year in the Penns Grove Carneys Point Regional District, middle school science teacher Bruce Bassetti was apparently heard by several seventh graders using that inflammatory word as an aside, saying something like, "I'm done with these," or "I'm not trying to deal with these," after confronting an unruly student. Bassetti denies using the word and says the unruly student was in fact white. Last month, arbitrator Peter Adamite impeded the district's quest to fire Bassetti, concluding that the remarks were not premeditated, but furthermore suggesting Black people might not be able to fairly judge situations where the slur is used. Eric?
All right, Patrick, thanks for the update. 28 school districts will receive another $20 million of our dollars in state aid to expand preschool programs by 1,450 children statewide.
Governor Phil Murphy says the National Forum on Early Childhood Policy and Programs estimates that for every dollar spent on preschool, $9 in return is recouped later.
We know that increasing the general knowledge and vocabulary of a child before they enter the first grade is the single highest correlate with later success. But we can't wait until kindergarten to address the deficiencies with which many children arrive.
Roughly one-third of all school districts in New Jersey receive preschool aid from the state, now exceeding $800 million a year. In Union City, Michael Simons, New Jersey 101.5 News.
UFO enthusiasts have long promoted the urban legend that an alien was shot and killed in the Pine Barrens in the winter of 1978. The land was part of Fort Dix. Legend has it a soldier was investigating a low-flying aircraft, chasing it in a pickup truck, when he came upon a long-limbed gray space creature, panicked, and shot it to death with his 45 caliber military-issue handgun. More than a legend, a retired Air Force major living in New Jersey says it's all true. George Filer, a decorated former intelligence officer, recounting the story for a new book, claiming the alien's body was retrieved by crews from Patterson Air Force Base in Ohio. He says the operation was classified top secret.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. Proud to be New Jersey. And now, streaming live on all Alexa devices. Enable the skill and tell Alexa to play New Jersey 101.5.